With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports at least one person has been killed and more than a dozen people, including eight children, were injured after gunfire rings out at the Super Bowl victory parade for the Kansas City Chiefs.
It was supposed to be a day for celebration and fun, and then there was deadly gunfire. Kansas City, Missouri Police Chief Stacy Graves.
The people who came to this celebration should expect a safe environment.
The gunfire, after the team had left, sent terrified fans running for cover.
There was screaming. We didn't know what was happening, but this day and age when people run, you run.
She spoke on KMBC-TV. Parade goers captured video of people giving victims emergency care. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Republican head of the House Intelligence Committee urged the Biden administration on Wednesday to declassify information about what he called a serious national security threat. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he asked the White House for more information about the classified security issue.
Last month, I sent a letter to the White House requesting a meeting with the president to discuss a serious national security issue that is classified. In response to that letter, a meeting is now scheduled tomorrow on this matter here at the Capitol with the Gang of Four and with the president's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan.
Johnson said he was not at liberty to disclose the classified information, but we just want to assure everyone steady hands are at the wheel. We're working on it, and there's no need for alarm, he told reporters at the Capitol. Special Counsel Jack Smith has urged the U.S. Supreme Court to let former President Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case proceed to trial without further delay. On Wall Street, the Dow by 151 points, the Nasdaq rose 203. This is SRN News. An Austrian court rules that a baby girl should never have been born.
A doctor in that country will have to pay tens of thousands of dollars in damages because he failed to warn a woman that her unborn baby was carrying a disability. The child was born, and the woman says she would have aborted her if she'd known about her disability beforehand. The Austrian Supreme Court has ruled the doctor is, quote, liable for the full maintenance costs of the child if the birth could have been prevented. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise in this country, and most Americans are well aware of it. According to a new study released by the American Jewish Committee, three-quarters of the general public now believe anti-Semitism is a problem in the U.S. That percentage is even higher amongst those non-Jews who know someone who is Jewish. About 90% of Americans say everyone is responsible for fighting the problem. In fact, anti-Semitism is on the rise all around the globe. This is SRN News. An Israeli-Lebanon skirmish breaks out in northern Israel. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Tension along Israel's northern border with Lebanon heated up on Wednesday when Iran-backed Hezbollah terrorists fired multiple rocket barrages into northern Israel. Targets included the ancient city of Sfat, Israeli army and air force bases nearby. One woman was killed and eight others wounded by the lethal firings. Ironically, the new attacks came as word of a new truce between Israel and Lebanon-based terrorist groups was circulating. Meanwhile, the solid political unity displayed by Israel appears to be dissipating. Israel's war cabinet has been accused by right-wing politicians of surrendering to Hezbollah after the latest attacks produced responses residents felt were insignificant. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.